In Finland, we have this really fun game called Sauna Klonko. And you play it obviously in the sauna. The rules goes like this. Everyone sits on the sauna bench except one. One person goes underneath the bench and puts his finger up in someone's ass. The person who gets the finger in the ass cannot make any noise, any face, or any movement. And then, that's the game.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I told you, one of the first, actually the first, stand-up comedy show I ever went to was a Pauly Shore concert, and he borrowed a Camel Light from me.
That's right.
And I was like 13 years old.
Great.
But I don't think he ever smoked it. He just borrowed it from me. I don't know what was going on.
It was like prop.
Yeah, he was very nice. He was backstage. One of my friend's moms was like the ticket manager of the... I forgot what it was called at the time. Now it's that little tiny theater that's over there on West Peachtree. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's like in a bowl. It's like a, anyway, whatever. Okay.
The Center Stage?
Center Stage Theater. That's right. Okay. So I'm
hot
now.
Today.
Yeah. You're good job, Chrissy. Of the two brains, one of them is working. So together we have a half a brain working.
Yes. The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. I'm just reading that Dean Cain, Superboy, has joined ICE and he's encouraging others to do so. It seems like the only super that Dean Cain has been up to since the Superman role was the Super Walmart in the junk food section. I'm not scared of Dean Cain as an ICE agent coming after me. That guy's got a dad bod for sure.
Do those guys have to go through special training?
No special training.
Sign up.
Are you alive? Check. They have $146 billion now to play with. And so join the Gestapo. Feel free to do that. Go ahead. That's that. Listen, lots of people will do it because they need money. Lots of people will do it because they feel some misguided sense of obligation. Lots of people will do it because, you know, they're kind of miserable human beings and they want to make other people miserable. But Dean Cain. I mean,
that kind of came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere.
I didn't expect that.
It did. Well, I don't think anyone is looking for Dean Cain anyway. I was about to say, shouldn't he be on a movie set somewhere? But that hasn't been true ever. I mean, he's Superman. That was his only role. What else did Dean Cain do? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Anyway, so happy, joy. Good for Dean Cain. Don't encourage people to go to ICE. That's ridiculous. What are you doing, Dean? Why are you doing that? I don't know Dean's heritage, but I can guarantee somewhere in there's an immigrant, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that lineage, there's an immigrant somewhere. He might be Hawaiian.
Well,
I don't
everybody
know.
Is immigrant.
Every single
everybody.
Person, unless you're Native American, then
yes.
That's it. So, whatever.
Okay.
Don't join ICE. How's that?
Yeah.
You want to join ICE? Don't listen to the commercial break. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with those. And you can send me a text message goodbye, and we'll talk about it, you and me. The merch is live now.
The merch is live.
In case you didn't know by us beating it over your head a million times an episode, the merch is live at shoptcbpodcast.com.
Right,
that's right. Still waiting for that email on the first order. But, you know, it's Wednesday. So, it's Wednesday, a week in, and... hopefully by Saturday we
telling me we've got a chance.
We have a chance. Making no money, but that'll be par for the course. That tracks for sure. A brand new Sheen opened up here in Atlanta. Did you see that? A Sheen pop-up store?
Yes, I do know what Sheen is.
Why are we going crazy over this? It looks like regular clothing to me.
I don't know. Yeah, is it just cheap? Cheap stuff?
I guess it's cheap. I did a whole, I did a whole rabbit hole thing about 6 months ago on Sheen because everyone online was going crazy about this brand.
No, I know. Well, isn't it kind of the Amazon of something?
It is. The Amazon of regular clothing. Why are we?
I don't know.
It's like Forever 21 2.0, right?
Yeah.
So Sheen opens up a pop-up store here in Atlanta at a place called Perimeter Mall, which is like just north of the city. It's one of the few malls that still has stores in it. It's the only mall that you can go to.
It's true.
It's the only mall you can go to. Where else are you going to go? Avalon. But that's not a mall. It's like a European village,
which is how
they should all be anyway. Like those indoor malls.
That being said, I did just go to Perimeter Mall like a few weeks ago. There's a Nordstrom there. They have having an anniversary sale.
Okay.
Their annual sale.
Yeah, I like
Everything
Nordstrom.
Everything was crazy. I know. I like Nordstrom.
Nordstrom's good. But I shop at Nordstrom Rack. I can't afford it.
They have a great return policy.
Which is what?
Which is return at any time for any reason, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. All right.
So I had ordered some stuff online, didn't like it, but was bringing it into the store because that's just easier. It's quicker to get back on the card. So while I was there, I needed to go to the Apple store. We had all these old Apple, like Macs, the notebooks and things that were just gathering dust. And I was like, what do we do with these? And we looked it up. It said, go to the Apple store and recycle them.
Oh,
there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I had like four of them. You know, and I'm going, and so I had to go from the Nordstrom to the Apple store inside the mall.
Yeah.
While I'm in there, I thought, this is nice.
This
is nice. It's not, you're not dealing with weather, having to like jump in and out if there's bad weather.
Fair enough.
To go to the next store.
Fair
it's
enough.
All there. It's all enclosed and nice. I thought,
if you're going to go to a mall.
I do like the mall.
In Atlanta, go to Perimeter Mall. Lenox, you take your chances at Lenox. I'll just be real honest. And lots of stores there are closing too. Lenox used to be the mall to go to. And when I lived downtown, I went there a lot. Like when I lived in Buckhead, when I went to Lenox. That's where I went.
Right.
But over the last couple
of
years.
There's like an age limit, or you can't, if you're under 18, you can't go after
under 16.
That's
right. It's, people have been shot there. There's been lots of drama. Yeah. They've had the smash and grabs that have gone on in the store, which is terrible. And then you go across the street to Phipps Plaza, which is the Rodeo Drive of Atlanta. And you better have $1,000 on you if you're going to buy anything at Phipps
Plaza. That's pocket change there.
Seriously. And we go there to get our Christmas photos done. That's the one time
that's
a year
right.
we pretend we have enough money to be at Phipps Plaza.
Yeah.
Unless we go to the Johnny Rockets, the only Johnny Rockets location left anywhere.
They have a Johnny Rockets.
They
there.
Do at the very top. They have a movie theater, and right next to the movie theater is Johnny Rockets. But so we go there. And last time we went there, I think I mentioned this on the show, there was an armed guard and or police officer, including attack dogs, at every single fucking store. And those stores all have steel doors that are closed. You have to ring the doorbell. You have to get in. I'm sure you have to be searched or something. It's crazy because they've all been subject to kind of this retail theft that is so prevalent right now. And listen, I'm not about any kind of theft. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
PSA from Brian. Theft.
Please don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Theft. It's not for you. Theft. Only under certain circumstances should you do it. But I'll tell you right now, it's like it's a little scary bringing a bunch of young children into a very nice high-end mall and all you see are AR-15s and attack dogs. It's kind of crazy.
It's wild. I didn't
it is wild.
That.
Like, we went to Naples, Florida. They have a mall, like an indoor-outdoor mall, beautiful indoor-outdoor mall called The Grove or something
I've been
like
to that. Yeah.
Or the Pelican Bay or the Bay. I don't know what it's called. You've seen it. You've been there.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the same stores that they have at Phipps, but I don't see any AR-15s.
No. They don't need that down there.
So, anyway, so Sheen opens at Perimeter Mall, the only mall you can still go to, which is worth a shit, or has any stores you actually want to visit. They open a pop-up store, Sheen, and I'm watching these videos. This ATL Scoop is putting on.
Oh, yeah, I
like,
love that
It's a great
account.
Instagram account.
Uh-huh.
They're putting out like a 10-minute by 10-minute update on the Sheen store, the pop-up store opening. So an hour in, there's probably 100 people waiting. 4 hours before the store opens, there's probably 100 people waiting. 3 hours before, there's probably 250 people waiting. So now there's a line twisting and turning. They've got like, you know, the Magic Kingdom ropes. You know, they're kind of moving people in and out of these ropes. 2.5 hours before the store opens, the line is out the mall door and all the way to the MARTA station.
But can you get a chain that you can't get?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not in on this either.
So then 5 minutes before it opens, there's some lady and she happens to be the first, you know, 40 people. They're letting people in like 60 people at a time. You go in. It's a sparsely populated store with some, you know, portable like coat hanger type things and some shelving on the wall. And it's big, but there's not a lot of stuff in there. But when you walk in the door, all of the Sheen employees are standing there in a line waiting to give you a Sheen bag, and they are all dancing to some of the loudest hip-hop music I have ever heard play anywhere. Now, cool. It's a vibe. It's a thing. Like, there's something going on in there, and people get excited about it. And I guess if there's 6,000 people waiting to get in your store, you're hyped. Like, you're pumped. But I just don't get it. I don't get what you can't get on Sheen.com.
Well, that's what I'm going to look.
And so the lady was explaining, who was a very good orator of this particular reel, was explaining that They're letting people in 60 at a time. And what they do is 60 people come in. There's what it is, what it is. You see what you see. You get what you get. If it's out on the floor, you can have it. You can buy it. And then they close the doors. They restock the sizes. And then another 60 people are let in. Imagine if you're all the way back at the MARTA station. You're never getting in. That's thousands of people waiting for Shein. Okay. Please show up to vote. That's all I got to say to the same people. Please show up to vote. It's insane. I've never seen anything. I haven't seen anything like it since I saw a Pop Mart video that was very similar. People are waiting in line.
I mean,
to get their
can you get
laboo-boos? Yeah, your laboo-boo and your lafoo-foo and your la-cuckoos. It's very interesting. People are hanging on to any thread of
distraction.
Yeah, dissociation that they can have. That's right. I think that's the truth. Is that we're all getting sucked into things that allow us to have a break from reality. Mm-hmm. Because you turn on any news station, regardless of which way you swing or which news station you watch, you got to admit, it's getting kind of kooky. Like, it's getting real kooky. And I guess if I was into Shein, maybe I'd wait in line for 6 hours, too, to see Shein. I haven't waited in line for anything for 6 hours. Have you?
No, I don't think so.
Let me think.
Maybe back a long time ago, like when I first started going to Six Flags, I remember waiting in those lines. That was before they had all the Fast Pass stuff.
But, okay, but maybe an
but
hour.
But I was like 13.
Yeah, maybe an hour.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I remember waiting in line like that.
The Avatar ride at Disney, I think, is my longest line ever, and I think it was like 2.5, 3 hours long. Mm. So, and I was with my brothers, and I'll tell you what, after 2 hours, I thought to myself, I don't give a
shit. What am I doing?
I don't give a shit how good this is. This is not worth my time.
Because it's going to be over in 10 minutes anyway.
It was a 10-minute ride, and then it was done. That was it. I think to get into the Jane's Addiction concert at the International Ballroom, maybe I waited a couple of hours.
You still have to wait in line for tickets.
Yeah. It wasn't the tickets that I was waiting in line for.
Just to get in.
Yeah, because there's no seats. So it was like, you got, and I was still halfway back in the ballroom. I wasn't anywhere close to the front, but that's okay with me. I don't care for big crowds. Yeah. I just figure if you're waiting in line for so long, then, isn't there something else we can do?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I just like to go fast. I don't like to go slow. I don't want to do...
Well, I know everybody knows you like to go fast. I came over today and heard the news.
You heard the news that my insurance is going to go through the fucking roof?
Yes. Brian Green.
God damn it, Brian! Astrid called me today. I was in the car. I was on my way back from Best Buy buying more equipment for this stupid studio. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, hon. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm sitting on the side of the road with my blinkers on. Why? Because there's an Alpharetta police officer behind me. Did you get another ticket? I said, I did. For speeding? Yes. Our insurance is going to go through the fucking roof. I don't understand why you can't go so slow. Why you can't slow down a little bit. You have children. What are you doing? And she goes into this whole diatribe.
I bet she was pissed.
Yes. She was fired up. And then I said, okay, love you. Gotta go. Hung up the phone. And then the police officer stepped out from behind my blind spot. And he goes, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. Yeah. She's right. And I was like, God damn it.
Don't mess with the wife, the angry wife.
Yeah, I got pulled over again. So that's two speeding tickets I've gotten in the last 4 weeks. There's no way. So he says to me, he goes, listen, this is a hot spot. Everyone drives fast in this area. Don't feel bad. There were three other people going the same speed as you. You happen to be the first. Yeah, you happen to be the first. And I thought, okay, great. My lucky day. And then he said, here, you don't have to go to court. You can pay it online. But if you choose to show up to court or contest it, here you go. You know, that's my court date, whatever it was, October, a couple months from now. And then he says, and here's the solicitor's phone number at whatever, website phone number. If you choose to communicate with the solicitor, you can set a time to go talk to him or her, and then you can see if you guys can work something out. And I said, the solicitor ain't going to give me a break after I have two speeding tickets, both of them over 20 miles per hour in the same month. And he goes, you never know. She's there to work for you. And I thought to myself, what bullshit? She's there to work for me. She's not there to work for me.
Because that's worth a shot.
I guess. But you know what she's going to make me do? She's going to make me go to those fucking classes.
And you're going to have to wait in line.
I'm going to wait in line. I definitely am going to have to wait in line. I talked to a solicitor one time and one time only in my life. And that's when I got my first DWI, my first DUI. When I got my first DUI, I had no clue. All I know is I went to jail and I got a court date. So I go to jail. I somebody bails me out. You know, my dad's one and only time ever bailing me out. So he bailed. It wasn't my dad, because it was my second time getting bailed out. Never mind. Let's backtrack on that. Dad had a rule. I only bail you out once. That's it. And don't call me again. And the second time I called him, which was the DUI, he did not bail me out. But I think it was my brother or something. So all I knew was the bail bondsman was very serious about me appearing in court, and that I needed to appear in court or else I would be in additional trouble. So I show up at court. The solicitor is sitting there going through all the files, calling people up one by one, calls me up. I go, there's like 100 people, you know, waiting there. I go up and he goes, "Mr. Green, I see here, this is your second time being here at our lovely courthouse." And I go, "No, it's my first." And he goes, "No, it's your second." And I thought the first time when I was a kid, when I got arrested for mailbox baseball, they had wiped my record clean, or at least they said they
expunged.
Would. Expunged. But so I said, I didn't think you guys could see that. And he goes, "No, we can see it. The public can't see okay. it." He's like, "Just because it gets expunged doesn't mean we don't have records of it. And I see it here." And I said, "Okay." And he goes, "So what is your intention? What are you going to do today?" And I said, I don't know. I'm just going to talk to the judge, I guess. I got to go up." And he said, "Are you going to plead guilty? No, or not guilty?" And I said, "I think that I'm going to plead guilty because I was drinking and I was driving." And he goes, "I'm going to stop you right there. Get a lawyer." And I go, "I don't think I need a lawyer." He goes, "Get a lawyer. Don't say anything else. Get a lawyer. Because if you don't get a lawyer, I'm going to ask the judge to give you the maximum sentence." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I guess maybe." He goes, "Get a lawyer." And I was like, "Okay, have a good day, Mr. Green." And it was like, this guy didn't work for me. He worked against me. He wasn't trying to find an outcome. And listen, I am not washing away the fact that I was also drinking and driving. I was drinking and driving. I should have been punished, and I was punished. And by the way, I got a lawyer. It cost me $2,000. Still, the same shit happened that would have happened anyway. It's not like anything different happened. I just had to pay a lawyer a bunch of money. But at the end of the day, like, the solicitor is there to represent the people, quote unquote, which means the people against you. All of a sudden, your people are now against you. How does that work?
Well, you needed to be off the streets.
I did. Well, eventually I did get off the streets. Eventually they found a way to get me off the streets for a period of time. Wonk, wonk. All right, so it's Wednesday. We hope you enjoyed our bonus episodes of Rally LA. Text us 212-433-3TCB. You can find those bonus episodes. Just go, they're out there, so go listen to them. Also, I just wanted to say one thing real quick before we end this first segment. We decided to put a disclaimer on our video, breakdown of Pauly Couch Cushions last Friday.
Yeah.
I want to share two things. Number one, we got a number of text messages of people who said, "Thank you for being empathetic and not, you know, kicking somebody while they're down." I want to be absolutely clear about something, so that in case Pauly Couch Cushions or anybody else is watching this that knows him, we don't know that this is the case. We suspect this is the case. This is allegedly.
It's very bizarre.
It's very bizarre. We have no knowledge of whether we didn't see him doing any drugs. We didn't see any of that stuff. I just want to make that clear, because I don't want anybody to think like we have some inside track.
No, it's just very strange to watch a video of somebody falling asleep.
Nodding out.
Yeah.
It's falling asleep and nodding out, two different things.
Exactly.
Nodding out. And number two, I think we did make the right call, bailing on that video and then putting the disclaimer at the beginning of the episode.
I felt weird after a while. I was like,
it just wasn't funny.
Like a bad situation. No, it wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't funny, because how do you make fun of someone who may or may not have a problem, but seems like they do? And then making fun of them doesn't feel like the best use of our time. If Pauly was just being Pauly, like he has in other videos, then onward, and you put it out there on YouTube, it's fair game, right? Including us. People make fun of us too. So fair game.
Do people do breakdowns of us?
I have never seen someone do a breakdown of us, but I know for a fact that one podcast has talked about us.
Okay.
And their whole purpose in life is to talk about terrible podcasts.
Oh, good.
The good news is it's a terrible podcast, so no one listens to it. It really is pretty bad. And someone alerted me to it. They were like, "Well, dot, dot, dot podcast is going to love this." And I was like, "What is dot, dot, dot podcast?" You know, I'm not saying their actual name, but what is that? And so I go, I look through it. I don't find our name. A couple weeks later, we get another comment very similar. Mm-hmm. I go back, stuffed in the middle of an episode somewhere, not in the show notes or anything. They start talking about our show, and they're like, "You want to know the worst media? You want to know the worst improv comedy podcast out there? It's a Commercial Break. It's
two fucking
morons. Blah blah blah. Not funny. Uninteresting. Old. Boring. Blah blah blah."
I don't know why I love it, but I'll do.
I love it too. Listen, I'll take any press I can get. Yeah. Number one. Number two. If you think for 1 second, .. podcast, that's not stuff we hear from our own family.
Yes. From our own listeners and family.
If you don't think I say that to myself every night before I go to bed, you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do this. Let's take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk more. It's a Wednesday. When we're releasing this, it's a Wednesday. We'll get through it together. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy?
Hump day.
Or we won't get through
it
together.
We'll hump it together.
One of the two. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
I was watching this video last night. It's fucking insane. Listen to this.
Are you eating sweet tarts?
I am. You want one?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew I'd get you eventually. Sweet tarts are so good. I can't believe I forgot about these things for years, and then all of a sudden I get them. Oh, you got purple. That's really good. It's really good.
It is good.
Yeah. Some of them are soft and some of them are hard, so be careful with your teeth. Some like you can just bite down on and they just kind of melt away, and then others are like... I guess it depends on what flavor or how they're...
I haven't had a sweet tart in forever.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make them like they would have flavors. They'd come in the little packages, right? And they'd be a little bit smaller. And they used to come in like root beer flavor, Pepsi, you know, cherry soda. Now I just find the regular lemon, lime, purple, grape, whatever. Anyway, it's good.
Delicious.
Good. Okay. I'm going down a YouTube rabbit hole last night before I go to bed. And I stumbled upon a video, this is not the first time I have heard of this, but they're doing a breakdown on a company out in California run by a very apparently smart and well-to-do entrepreneur who spent a lot of time working on the biodome and how food interacts with the biodome and the enzymes in your gut and the gut bacteria. He's like the world's foremost preeminent expert on all of this stuff, young guy, like 39, 40 years old. And he's now on his third company. And his third company has got like $1 billion in funding. They're doing all kind of crazy stuff with food and how it works. And, you know,
did you say biodome?
The bio. No, oh, no, not biodome.
I think it's biome or something.
The biome. You're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Or biodome, which was a great movie by Paulie Shore.
I was thinking of that. Remember that experiment where all the people went into the dome and tried to live?
I do. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called Biodome, but then there was an actual biodome that was based on the movie Biodome starring Paulie Shore. And I think Stephen Baldwin. Wasn't it Stephen Baldwin?
Probably.
Oh, my God. I watched Paulie Shore on Joe Rogan. I don't watch Rogan a lot, but occasionally I'll catch a clip. It was Paulie Shore going through his repertoire of movies and how...
was hot for a while.
I told you. One of the first, actually, the first stand-up comedy show I ever went to was a Paulie Shore concert, and he borrowed a Camel Light from me.
That's right.
And I was like 13 years old.
Great.
But I don't think he ever smoked it. He just borrowed it from me. I don't know what was going on.
He like prop.
Yeah, he was very nice. He was backstage. One of my friend's moms was like the ticket manager of the, I forgot what it was called at the time. Now it's that little tiny theater that's over there on West Peachtree. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's like in a bowl. It's like a, anyway, whatever. Okay.
The Center Stage?
Center Stage Theater. That's right. Okay. So I'm
hot
now.
Today.
Yeah. You're good job, Chrissy. Of the two brains, one of them is working. So together we have a half a brain working.
Yes.
Negative plus positive equals negative. I don't know how that works.
DCB minus.
DCB minus. Coming right up. So I'm watching this video. They're doing this breakdown of this guy. Don't know where this is going, but I'm interested in, like, they're talking about the guy and the things that he's done and the companies that he started and what they've done. new preservatives. He's like the Chevy Chase of real life.
Yeah, right.
He's making food preservatives and additives and figuring it all out. And he has just been given a pile of money. And I mean a pile of money by the fast food companies, by Kellogg's, by the company Frito-Lay, and other food companies together as they work in an association. That association has, you know, billions of dollars that they use to lobby
to market
and all that
all
other stuff.
All processed foods towards us.
That's right.
Yes.
They have now come up with, he has come up with, this company has come up with, and then other companies that are smaller than this have come up with GLP-1 blocking foods. So now they have found a way to usurp the GLP enzyme that is helping people lose weight, get healthier, because Walmart, fast food companies of all brands and varieties, cake companies, donut companies, all of them have all noticed a decrease in sales.
Of course.
Since GLP-1s have come on the market.
They're eating less.
They're eating less. Much less. Walmart, I think, had like a 7% drop in what they called like the, it's processed foods. I don't know what they call it in the store, but it's processed foods. The kind that come in bags and cans and boxes, you know, stuff that's like not organically grown. But a 7% decrease in sales in just the last 2 years alone. That's huge dollars for a company like Walmart. So GLP-1s are making everybody healthier in general, right? I mean, that's not good for everybody, but for most people, you lose a little bit of weight, you feel better about yourself, you're not eating as many processed foods, you're not carrying as much weight, so life is a little bit shinier. And that's a good thing, in my opinion. I don't take GLP-1s, but I have to imagine that those who do feel better about themselves in general, even if it makes you feel better mentally, I think then that's a plus, right?
Yeah, mentally and physically.
Correct. But the fast food companies and the makers of highly processed foods are finding a way to get into your gut regardless. And I cannot imagine that a GLP-1 blocking already processed food that has additional additives to go around the GLP-1s is then additionally healthy in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
It's got to be much worse for you because now it's usurping the blockers that are telling you that you're full and it's doing its intended purpose, which is to continue making you more hungry. Remember when that guy, Morgan, whatever his name was, did that Supersize Me?
Yeah, I don't think it was it Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay.
His first name is Morgan, and I can't remember his last name. But he did that Supersize Me, and everybody watched it. It's a cultural phenomenon. We all watched it because Morgan ate Big Macs for 30 days in a row.
Yeah, McDonald's every day.
Yeah, and then he did his...
And then he did the green juice stuff, right? Didn't he have a follow-up with the where he did all the juice?
May have. Yeah, it might have been Super Size Me too.
Well, I think it was like Unsize Me or something like that, where he did the reverse.
I want to get his name here. I want to call him Morgan Spurlock. That's right. Okay, so Morgan Spurlock. If you haven't seen this movie, I don't know where you've been, but if you haven't seen this movie, it's 30
it came
days.
Out a long time ago.
2004, I think, 2003, 2004, Morgan Spurlock decides he's going to go do a little experiment. He's going to bring a doctor and a couple scientists along. And what they're going to do is he's going to eat nothing but McDonald's for 30 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He has these rules. He's got to have at least one meal in the breakfast, at least blah, 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 blah. And anytime they ask, do you want that supersized? He has to say yes. And he has to get the supersized and he has to finish that. And he becomes incredibly unhealthy in a very short amount of time.
He gained like 20 pounds in 1 month or something.
It was insane. Like you can see the physical transformation, obviously. And also his blood pressure goes through the roof. His cholesterol goes through the roof.
He's like pre-diabetes.
He gets fatty liver syndrome. He gets all kind of sick. And there's all these doctors that are watching him. But one of the things that's always stuck with me about that movie is that there was a scientist on there and backed up by Morgan's own conversation that no matter how much McDonald's I have, I am always left hungry an hour and a half later.
Mm-hmm. Empty calories.
And this food scientist was like, it's designed to do that. It's not nutritious. It's not filling you up in any way. So your body is still craving additional sustenance. And that's why you feel hungry again. Your body's telling you, I need more. And so you can eat McDonald's till you're blue in the face. It's likely you're just going to continue to eat McDonald's, but you're blue in the face. And that's what these GLP-1 blockers are doing yet again. They're trying to make you more hungry on empty calories. And it's insane. that we here in the United States allow this to happen. That doesn't happen in any other country. Did you know that?
Yes.
It's a fucking insane.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot more restrictions in other countries. But I'm confused, though, so break this down a little bit more. So the GLP-1 foods are, like, for example, chips or something, Fritos.
Yeah.
So you get the Fritos, and by eating the Fritos, it makes you less hungry?
No. So when you – so I don't know. But I what I understand the GLP-1s –
or is it the foods for if people are taking
– the people who are taking GLP-1s.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that where it's like nutrition for you.
No. Let me explain.
Okay.
So people who take GLP-1s apparently are less hungry in general,
mm-hmm.
right? Also – because they're probably on a kick, are eating healthier foods.
Yes.
Right? They're eating less of, and they're probably eating just a little bit more.
Because if you're not starving, you're not going to go grab the easiest, quickest thing, which is McDonald's or is chips or what. It's not fast.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to like make a healthy salad or a smoothie or something.
So what the food companies are doing is they are targeting the GLP-1 enzyme, and they are blocking it. So that the intended effect of the GLP-1 does not work.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I see what you're saying.
And they are going to start putting that in their food.
They're reversing it. They're blocking the blockers?
They're blocking the blockers.
Oh, my God.
Which is insane.
Yeah, that's
right?
crazy.
So then you do eat more of their food. You do feel more hungry after you eat their food. It's insane. I've seen the foods where it's like, you know, GLP-1 is supposed to like replace some kind of nutrients that you might not be getting because of the GLP-1 blockers. So these fucking rat bastards are out there
blocking the blockers. Damn.
You're cock blocking the cock block. That's insane. If I want my cock blocked, I want my cock blocked. Get out of the way. What are you doing? You're doing this. No other country in the world would let this happen. When you go to Spain and you get a cheeseburger from McDonald's, I don't know what it is.
A royale
with cheese, Chrissy. When you get a royale with cheese, it tastes different. Do you want to know why? Because it's not all coming from the same fucking meat plant in the middle of Wisconsin or wherever they're coming from. The French fries are actually French fried potatoes, and they have something besides the fucking happy shitterita milkshake for you to have to drink. It's different. They don't give you 7 gallons of Coca-Cola. They give you these tiny little cups. It's insane because the government of Spain, not that I want the government all up in my bullshit, but the government of Spain says, if we're going to help our citizens make educated choices, let's make sure they have good choices to make. And I can't disagree with,
it's in the best interest of the government, I feel like, to have everybody be healthy,
Of course!
Healthy people that live long.
Of course.
Population.
Yeah, not everything about Spain is wonderful. And I don't agree with high taxes and, you know, all up in your business. I don't agree with all that. But it's just weird that our companies have so much influence the lives that we live that they can be in secretly meeting with evil food additive guys to make shit to make
Chevy Chase.
Cock shrink. Yes. I didn't know Chevy Chase was such an evil guy. Actually, I might have. But anyway, you get it. Unbelievable. Let me give you an example. I'm going to give you an example, Chrissy, that has nothing to do with food. You ready?
Yes.
Yesterday, the Australian government, in an effort to keep the heads on the shoulders of human beings, decided to make it illegal for anyone under the age of 16 to put YouTube on their phone. So now YouTube has to age verify everybody under the age of 16 years old. Good for
Where is this?
You. Australia.
Australia. Good.
Good
yes.
for
yes.
you. If you are a parent of any child under the age of 16 years old, then you will know that mm-hmm. YouTube is basically the devil. Also to podcasters who don't have big audiences, but also to children.
That's true. My little nephew, who's like 7, was totally found some YouTube channel with people doing dumb stuff. And yeah.
Unaliving themselves and all kind of weird shit?
Yes. No, not unaliving themselves, but doing weird pranks and whatever. It was too much for a 7-year-old.
I have a friend. I won't mention who. They became a principal of a school recently. They're like a highfalutin principal. They're an in-demand principal. So they move from school to school after every couple of years.
Floating principal.
Yeah, yes, they do a good job. So the people want them to come over and, hey, this school might need some help.
A turnaround.
Yeah, turnaround kind of principal person. Yes. Turnaround principal person.
I've known people
person.
Like that are car dealership people. But anyways, go ahead.
I used to do that at Chili's or waiters.
You did.
I did. To think
you
Brian,
turn around the store.
Yeah, to think Brian was reliable for anything is unbelievable. I think they just...
The kids' margarita sales just went way
That's
up.
Right. Rochambeau, baby. Rochambeau. Give me a kid's Rita.
Fired him.
Yeah, it's got nothing in it.
A kid's Rita.
5:30.
Time for a kid's Rita. It could be 12:30. It was time for a kid's Rita. Depending on what time I shift
at. Exactly.
Yeah. Kids Rita, by the way. Kids
we
Rita.
A kids Rita right now.
I know. Maybe we'll call D. Kids Rita, by the way, was we had a drug dealer that worked behind the bar, and he would put a gram of cocaine in a kid's cup, and he would ask for a kid's Rita. There'd be nothing in it, and there'd just be a bunch of cups being passed in for.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The things that were going on there. You Jeez, couldn't get away with
restaurant.
It today.
Everybody should work in a restaurant, I'm telling
Nobody
you.
Should work in a restaurant. I know. Okay. This lady, principal person lady, principal turnaround principal lady, whatever, she got called to a school 2 years ago. It was a middle school. And when she gets to the middle school, she assesses what's going on, and she can't believe that basically every classroom is being disrupted by disruptive children. And those disruptive, because the school has a policy that children are not only allowed to have cell phones, but they can have them out so that if their parents ever need to get a hold of them, they can communicate. So some teachers had instituted policies where you have to keep your phones in your bag while you're there, but it wasn't uniform. It wasn't across the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just basically destroying the school. Kids were not paying attention. They were disruptive. They would act out when they weren't able to get to their phones or play their games or communicate with their friends on
it's
WhatsApp or whatever it was. It's dopamine. So after some long, hard thinking about it, she decided, as the principal, the phones must be in a bag or in your pocket. They are never allowed out of your pocket, not even in the hallways, unless it's an emergency and your parents need to get a hold of you or you need to get a hold of them. That's the only reason why, right? And you can understand in 2025, parents almost like having a phone on the child so that if something happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn around in the school within 6 months. And some of the children even apparently went to her and said,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because less bullying, less distraction. Yes. So now she's gotten called to another school. Guess what the first thing she's doing is? Taking away those phones. Now, listen, I may sound like an old, like, you know, hey, boomer, shut up. You know, and first of all, I'm not a boomer. Second of all, I think we can all see that this is just no fucking bueno, right? To have our kids glued to these screens all the time with constant dopamine.
No, there's so many studies.
Yes. The food is the OG dopamine hit. That's what it is. Watch one episode of My 600-Pound Life, and you'll understand why we shouldn't allow the GLP blockers to block the blockers. That's it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We shouldn't. We shouldn't allow that. It should not be allowed. We should not be able to put food additives and preservatives
into our food. That's wild, but I can see as a business... They're out for profit, so.
This guy got like a $400 million grant from this. It was
to create it,
to continue his research and create. He already created it, but to make it better, to have it be applicable to more foods and more things. And so now I can see it right now. The Mickey D's, you know, BL, I don't know, GLP blocker, the Mickey D's. Big Mac blocker, you know, the big blocker Big Mac. We had the big blocker Big Mac.
But wait, so they're not going to market it like that, though. It's just going to happen.
Right.
You just order the Big Mac.
Exactly.
And think you're only going to eat half, but you end up eating the whole thing.
You end up eating the whole
thing.
That's
right. Your blockers are being blocked.
And then you're going to go back up there. You go, let me get a quarter pounder, right? Mm-hmm. And then another cheeseburger. I've seen it happen. I've had it happen to me a couple times. I have literally walked into a Taco Bell. Look at me. I'm not that big, right? I've walked into a Taco Bell and I've said, give me 12 soft shell tacos with sour cream.
After smoking a bunch of weed, yes.
No, just like Tuesday. Just like a Tuesday. I swear to God. And I leave and I got a belly full of food, but I don't feel full.
Mm.
And then I'm here and Astrid will make me, you know, Tequeños or a Reina Pepiada or whatever it is. She makes me something wonderful and beautiful that's fresh from scratch. She makes that for me, and I can't walk for an... I look like Polly Couch Cushions nodding out in studio.
I know. I love to cook. So, yeah, it's... Yeah. I enjoy fresh foods. I'm not a big RFK guy.
No.
You know, but... Mm. his war on processed foods. Ultra processed.
I will call out good things when I see it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I have to say, I think that's a good thing.
Listen, I agree.
Eat more fruits and vegetables. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to actually do it. But when you do it, you feel better.
You always feel better. Mm-hmm. Always feel better. But it's like anything. You got to rewire your brain. It takes 5 days to get used to something. It takes another 5 days to start building new neurons.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away is a good, it's a cliche. It's an old saying, but it's true.
That's right. So, all right. Anyway, keep your eyes out there, kids. There's a lot of shitty things that are happening. And, you know. Buy Trump coin. That's all I got to say. Melania coin.
I saw something about the coin thing today, and I've got to show you. But
Melania coin. It's down 96% from the day that it came out. But buy it. It's a great investment.
Just say no.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Yeah, that's how it works. We're just reading about Shein. Why is it such a popular thing? It's popular because they pay a lot of influencers to...
Marketing and influencers to
wear their stuff. But it's really... It's Amazon.
It's fast fashion, too, which I thought, according to the Gen Z people I know, that that's kind of not good. They like to do a lot of recycling.
Yeah,
and thrifting and things to help the planet.
Yeah, but I think once, you know, we're such sheep that, like, you know, once one person does it, the next person does it. Look at that little boo-boo fad. I mean, honestly.
That's not cheap.
It's a fucking doll. They are kind of cheap. They're like $27 for a box if you can find them.
They are?
Yeah, they're 27. Like,
I thought they were going for like thousands of dollars.
They are once they're open.
Oh.
Once they're opened and they get the special magic, you know, secret... Fucking little boo-boo.
Troll.
Yeah, the one that bites your neck at night. Yeah.
Little razor teeth.
I mean, listen. Okay, yeah, I can see how they're cute and you like it and it's fluffy and whatever. I get it. And $27, not a bad price to pay if you want to walk in. And I've certainly spent a lot more money on stupider stuff like Pearl Jam posters and Dick Tracy material. But at the end of the day, I mean, everybody now is on the bandwagon. I don't think everybody thinks these things are a must-have. I think everybody thinks everybody else thinks they're a must-have.
It's the Beanie Baby of the now.
It really is. And remember, all those big collectible booms and busts happen right around and right before the economy takes a shit.
Right.
So Shein is probably just another example of people who don't have a lot of people who feel like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of those people have money. I'm not saying everybody who shops at Shein is irresponsible with money, but the fact remains most Americans don't have large savings accounts. Raise your hand in the room, right? Okay, me too. Yes. We're not part of the 3%
no.
Prof G. It doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. So here's
is our merch fast fashion.
What's that?
Is our merch fast fashion? No.
No.
It's quality.
It's quality.
Yes.
I mean, it's podcast merch. I'm not saying it's the best quality you've ever seen, but
it's good quality.
It's good quality. Yes. It's good quality. We went to a ice cream shop the other day, Astrid and I did, and they had some merch out there. And the merch was like, it was the super softest, loveliest t-shirt ever. And I was like, wow, this is really, really nice merch. But of course, you're going to pay $110 for something like that. And that's just like, you got to balance between, you know, good quality and the right price. So anyway, I wanted to say that I am really, it's rush season. So
yes, it is.
I'm really, so Alabama Rush has now led me down the rabbit hole, and now I follow this guy.
The guy.
Do you know the guy?
You talked about the guy that like helps people get through.
Oh no, that's Ferda. No, Ferda. Okay. He has a nickname. His name is Ferda. Okay. Now there's like a podcast. This is a guy who helps people at guys at Alabama get into fraternities. He's a fraternity consultant.
Right.
He's my age, and he's running around with girls that are 20 years old drinking at the bars. Listen, I guess it's good work if you can get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say. I'd like to say, actually, I would call it out if I thought it was totally creepy. I think it's weird, but I actually don't see anything creeperson going on, right? He's not like taking pictures of girls, you know, with low
head. I'm thinking back to my college days and the older men that used to hang out.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
The townies, the guys who live in the town are always at the bars hanging out. Uh-huh. You know, they're just trying to relive their youth. Some people get stuck, and it doesn't always mean you're nefarious. It just means you're stuck. You're just stuck, right? Or you happen to live in the town. You're a professor. You're a groundskeeper. I don't know. Whatever. It's not always nefarious purposes, but let's be real about
it.
You're a real estate agent. Yeah, you're a real estate agent. I like your real estate, honey. Can I buy that plot
of land? I
feel
like all these guys were real estate agents now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Groundskeeper. Mm-hmm. I want to mow your lawn. Can I stick my hose in your bush?
That's nefarious.
Okay, that's nefarious. All right, let's be real about it, right? You're a 40-something, 50-something-year-old man, and you're hanging around 20-something-year-old men and women. Like, you know, okay, there's opportunity there for it to get creepy creeperson. You just got to be careful.
He's keeping it above.
It seemed on his Instagram, at least. I haven't seen anything that has made me go, ah. But there is a guy, you know, all of the sororities now, they have to put together a hype video. A hype video is, it's the beginning of the rush season. They're all dancing, you know, air drone shots, you know, them on a cowgirl on a cow poke. I don't know, all this other shit. They have to pick the song. We're going throwback to the 80s, throwback to the 90s. Every sorority in America is making a hype video. And there is a guy who, I assume, a gay man, because he talks about his partner, who has sunglasses on and a hat, and he will put his face in front of the hype video and he'll do a breakdown of the video, give them a grade. Never makes fun of them. I like this. He's not making fun of them. He's just saying, you know, oh, that's great dance. Okay, girl in the back, you're not doing so good. He's sometimes, but he's real and he's not beating anybody while they're down. So I followed him. So now Instagram is serving me up every hype video in America. From West Kentucky, DeVry University, to Alabama, to the University of Georgia, to South Georgia, all of them. I'm just getting like all of these hype videos now. And
your algorithm.
I didn't want to go that far down the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Bama Rush was an interesting documentary. And this guy is interesting talking about it. But I didn't want to go that far down the rabbit hole. But here's what I have to say. The girls who are rushing these sororities, they come with me on my first day of rush. Check out my fit, you know? And so they'll sit in front of the mirror and they'll show you what's in their pocketbook, what they're bringing to the rush day, what they're doing. They'll talk about their outfit. You know, this is Sheen and this is, you know, Carolina Herrera and these are, you know, Bella Gussie-Gassies or whatever. And they'll do the whole thing. There was a girl. I love her. She's a black girl. She's a teacher. She gets in front, just like that guy does. She gets in front of all those check out my fit videos, and she will break it down. She makes a list of how much everything is. So, you know, the girl will say, how much it costs? She'll be like, my bracelets are Ferragamo, whatever. And she'll stop the video real quick. Ferragamo, found the bracelet, $300, but you can get it on Amazon for $30, right?
Oh.
And so she lists out how much these outfits cost. And then if she can, she finds alternatives. And then also, she will say, if you use my Amazon links, I get a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
affiliate.
Then additionally, I'm a teacher, and I have a teacher wish list. This girl has hundreds of thousands of followers. Do you know what I'm talking
idea.
About?
That's a great idea. No. But I think that's a fantastic idea, and it goes towards her supplies for the classroom and stuff.
Yes. I've been watching this girl for 2 years when nobody was – I'm not saying that makes me cool. I'm just saying her stuff started coming up on my Instagram when there was 100 likes. Now there's hundreds of thousands of likes on some of these
Good
videos.
For her.
And I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's great. And I think she's the fact that she, at the end, not only pitches for her own Amazon links, you go girl, do it, because she's giving somebody an actual service. She's saying, you want to look like her? You can do it for much cheaper.
Yeah.
Here you go. But then she's also helping to put new supplies into her classroom when you know for a fucking fact that none of these teachers are getting paid and it's going to get worse by the day. It's getting worse by the minute. the fucking wife of the head of the WWE, is our education secretary. Fuck you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, this girl is awesome.
That's
I love
what's going to come of all of this. I mean, it's just going to be grassroots stuff, people helping people.
People are brands. Mm-hmm. We are all now a brand. And everything we ever did is ever and ever did is going to be known about us, whether we like mm-hmm. it or not. Everything we ever buy, everything we ever do, every transaction we ever make is going to be known about us. So if you're going to do something, unless you just completely go off the grid, which I quite frankly is think is almost impossible now. But okay, it really is. The reality is that if you're going to do something, do some good along the way.
True.
Look at this young lady. She is young, I imagine, 22, 23. She's a second-year teacher, so maybe she's 24, 25 years old. She's entertaining. She knows what she's doing. She doesn't ever get snarky about it. She's just breaking it down. And then she's got the riz. Yeah, she got the riz, and she wants to make a little bit of money on it in hundreds of thousands of people love her videos. I love this. I wish I could find this girl's name. I'm not going to be able to. Hold on one second.
I mean, people make hundreds of thousands of dollars doing other crazy things, so might as well put it to some good.
Absolutely. Did your girls rush? I can't remember.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, here she is. Destiny Moray. I think that's Destiny Moray. Let me see. I want to make sure.
Okay, so Bama Rush is right around the corner.
Yes.
But they didn't rush. It wasn't all this crazy stuff.
No, this is insane.
Yeah.
And the other thing that when I'm watching these videos, first I'm like, you know, go Destiny, do your thing. First of all. Second of all, then I'm like, holy shit. This girl's wearing a $25,000 outfit to go get sprayed with stale beer and roll around in the mud waiting to get a bid on a Rush. You got to be kidding me.
I think that's a small subsection, but
I don't know. Destiny's got 300,000 videos. She's got she's got 20 million likes.
That's great.
Go. See?
Yeah, I love this.
So she'll do that. These girls are wearing
so she'll recommend. Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do when my girls get this old? How are we going to pay for it, Chrissy?
Yeah.
How are we going to pay for my girls to go to university and Rush? I'm going to say, girls, college is way overrated. Look at your dad. He didn't do any college, and he turned out just fine.
Well, I did do college, and my parents said to me, if you would like to rush, that's so great. We'll support you, but you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well.
I'm going to work at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Get sexually harassed by old men and do cocaine off the back of the bar.
Maybe I don't need it.
Hey, listen, to each their own. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's a great experience for a lot of people. But. I think there's a go overboard point.
Yeah. The only time I ever stepped foot in two times. I stepped foot in a fraternity and got kicked because we were roaming the halls of a party in our late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then number two, I got asked on one of those
dates.
Like, where they put a blindfold on you. I ended up stepping on the sorority seal.
You desecrated. What?
I did. I straight up took a shit up. I stepped on it in a whole room full of girls.
Why would you know?
Like, oh. Yeah.
Exactly.
How am I going to know? I work at Chili's. I drink kids' margaritas for breakfast. How am I supposed to know? Ay.
Adios mio.
Ay, Dios mio.
Oh, I'm not saying it right.
Ay, Dios mio.
Ay, Dios mio.
Well, it's ay, Dios mio, but... The S can be a little silent there if you want to get like super vernacular. Ay, Dios mío.
Ay, Brian.
Ay, Brian. By the way, put out another Venezuelan reel. Got another 4,000 followers.
I saw that.
It's insane. The Venezuelans love us. So pretty soon, once a week, we're going to do a segment.
It just makes business sense.
Called This Week in Venezuela. Brian's going to find a new way to offend a whole nother subset of human beings. I've offended the Americans. Now I got to go down to the Venezuelans. No, ay, Dios mío. Ay, Brian, welcome aboard. Ay, Brian. Oh, wait until I tell you the Tomorrow I'll tell you a story about an iBrien story.
I can't wait. I love these.
Well, he hasn't heard about my speeding ticket yet either.
Ooh.
So yeah, I know.
I bet he has now.
Oh, he's going to. It's all coming. It's all coming. All right, shoptcbpodcast.com. Shoptcbpodcast.com. You can pre-order your merch now. One of five items. It's a limited time, limited edition, limited run. So don't ask me why or how, but just go there and take a look at it, and then it's reasonably priced.
It is Shop TCB Podcast, because I tried to go to Shop TCB earlier, and it took me to a funny road.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Chrissy doesn't even need... never mind. ShopTCBPodcast.com. Or you can go to our website, TCBPodcast.com. There's a link there, a little pop-up. It'll take you over there. Buy one of those five items in any sizes, color, combination, whatever, and we'll give you a free TCB sticker with every order. That'll come along. So it's the pre-order window open now. As soon as the pre-order window closes, they'll make it. They'll send it to you. We would certainly appreciate it if you can support us. If you cannot, we totally understand. Our love is not dependent on your ability to buy our merch.
No. We love you regardless.
That's right. At the commercial break on Instagram. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all the episodes on video. Same day they're here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I tell you I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we'll say, we do say, we must say. Goodbye.
Goodbye.